Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, guess who's back? Man, I've got my voice back. Oh my God, I am so excited. First, I'd like to thank everybody who was so kind to me and didn't laugh at me. Well, at least didn't laugh at me in my face. How about that? Thank you so, so very much for tuning in today. It is such an honor to be here. We have a wealth of good people here today. Not to say that the other people were not a wealth of good people, but we have today Miss Monica Carter, who is a wealth advisor. She's doing a wonderful thing, has a great, great movement going. That's Women Empowerment Financial Independence. How about that? And of course, we have Miss Trinity. We call her the Trinity, a wonderful superstar that's 12 years old and doing it, guys. Has a new book that's coming out on next Saturday. She'll be over at the Grove in Hollywood signing, Beverly Hills rather, signing her book, and she'll be here the second part of the show. Of course, we have Miss Jeannie here, and
super producer.
I know, right?
Look, Diddy, super. Watch your back. Okay, all right.
And of course, we've got a wonderful gentleman that we have been praying for, and I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot. His name is Amir, and he is absolutely gorgeous, ladies. I don't know if you can see him there.
Look, ladies, we're multitasking here for you. Look, your wealth, your love life, we got you covered.
God,
your spirituality, got you covered.
Got you covered.
Yes.
So with that said, I'd like to just kind of delve into it. I don't want to waste any time here. You know that the show is really based on kingdom principles, right? We take what is written and we say, you know what, these are principles that we can actually put into our daily living. We started the show last month with four principles. They were being fruitful, being multiplying, subduing, what was the other principle, Jeannie? Subduing, replenishing, and of course that leads to dominion. Now that dominion doesn't mean that you're better than anyone else. It just means that you are getting busy purposefully with the assignment that you were given in life. So for all of those who are listening and saying, you know, where do I go? How do I do this? I do pray that we are answering some of those questions for you. We're all in this thing together. We all are mutually exclusive, kind of connected together here. I'm trying to not have my bangles go off. Jeannie just kind of gave me the eye right before the show started, so I'm sitting here.
Producer Evil Eye, like, hey.
But I wanted to share something before Miss Monica begins with this wonderful wealth of knowledge here. I was in the Philippines a couple of years ago, and I was trying to get adjusted to 15 hours ahead of. So one of the things that I would always say when I had an opportunity to talk to my daughter, Ty, who better be listening, and my son, Harvey Coya Stokes, who better be listening. He said, Ms. Tanji, you never call my name. Just call
fam,
your name.
Give me a shout out. No, because it's important. It's amazing how that makes you feel.
You right?
Believe it? Yeah.
Absolutely. So he is a very, very special person in my life. Mm-hmm. When I tell you that, this man makes me want to be a better person. I am so blessed to have him. So shout out to Harvey. You better be listening, and you better text me and let me know you are. So what I just kind of wanted to just share with you today, and my mother-in-law said to me on the other day, I went visiting with her, she and her wonderful friend Max. She said, baby, why you be moving all the time? Is the leather hurting your hips? I said, no, ma'am. Are you nervous? I said, mm-mm. So it's just a habit, and I will break that habit along with my bangles. But I wanted to share just a couple of things about success and some of the things. Again, I wrote this October 23rd, 2016. I'm sitting in Manila, and I'm thanking God that I'm here, right? I'd gone with my wonderful, wonderful friend, Marietta Lontoc Barnes. She better be listening, too. And I'm sitting in the corridor, and I'm writing here, and I said, success is a spiritual and mental process. Mm-hmm. You agree? Successful people, and I put me in parentheses, have faith. They have faith in the ability to progress and to surmount obstacles. Yes. So that goes to show you that you're going to have some obstacles.
Yes.
I think it's written where the weapons are formed, but they won't prosper.
Amen.
So it's okay.
Yes.
Don't run from obstacles. You can handle it. You got this.
Mm-hmm.
Prosperity is mutually inclusive of my or your believing that you are already prosperous.
Yes.
So I think it was... someone said Stephen Covey, but I think it was actually God that said he began with the end in mind. And then we took that and took it to the masses, and everyone said, oh my God, you know, what a wonderful thing to say. Well, read. I can do read. It's there.
Exactly.
Just read it.
You don't read.
Right? Because I am prosperous, I can reject self-doubt. How about that? I can reject self-doubt, fear of the future, okay? And no more making excuses because I am prosperous, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, please, and as I turn to this wonderful woman again that's going to give us such a wealth of knowledge, I don't want you to think that success is money. Success is waking up every morning doing what you really love doing. And I even liken it, and I know someone else, some philosopher has said it, and I don't want to not give anyone their props, but I remember when I began to begin motivational speaking, I would do it for free. And someone would say, well, oh my God, how much are you making? I'm thinking, man, you have no idea. The money is
zero.
So good. No, I never told them zero because I would always see me making at least 10, $15 million.
Okay.
And I'd be excited.
Yes.
So that's what I want to see people do. I want them to live on purpose. Mm-hmm. I want them to have everything that they're supposed to have, but don't get caught up. In the things, because you'll lose yourself.
You will.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I was telling this wonderful woman about how I went broke, and she's a multimillionaire. I'm telling your business here, I went broke so many times. She said, "Oh my God, you don't look like what you've been through." And I'm like, nope. If you've ever been homeless, if you've ever been destitute and people laughed at you and then you made promises that you didn't keep, you know, oftentimes we were like, but no weapon formed against me. But what about the weapons that you formed?
Yes, yes.
What about those? You know, we do have to forgive people.
Yes.
Right? And even if they don't ask for forgiveness, you forgive them anyway.
Yes,
because
yes.
I think the scripture says, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not preaching.
Yeah,
just
want to
get
preaching.
That out there. All right, so without further ado, Monica Carter.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk to me. Wealth. You know, there are so many definitions of wealth. Yeah. First and foremost, thank you so very much. Guys, Jeannie did it again. And she just keeps doing it again. I mean, she meets people at a hot dog stand. Because she wants a vegan dog.
Right. Because I wanted a vegan dog.
God.
That's what my mind was. But that beef, that pig, was like, I still got love for you. You can talk to me just one more time.
That's funny.
Oh, Jenny. But she meets this wonderful woman, and she has a wealth of knowledge. And I must say thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Wealth.
Yes.
You know, there's so many definitions of it. Mm-hmm. The first thing we think of are big houses, big cars, and just plenty, plenty, plenty in abundance. Mm-hmm. But you're being a wealth advisor.
Right, right.
Tell me, and then we'll parlay.
Okay. Yes. Well, thank you. First, I just want to say thank you, Miss Jeannie, for even having me here today. It's just been such a blessing. I love to meet just empowering women, women who stick together. And coming in the lobby this morning, I was not even expecting what I got this morning from. I'm going to call you Dr. T. Because T goes along.
That's the recording artist, yeah. Dr. T. Yeah. That's my hip hop star, really.
Yes. And so often, you know, we ask, I'm just starting in another place and I'm getting to wealth, but we ask the Lord to use us. Mm-hmm. And when we're used, we're just really just giving a lot of ourselves and not really looking for anything in return. And when I came this morning, Dr. Tanji just gave me more than I wasn't expecting anything. When I come to sessions like this, I always say, use me. I don't have a script. It just comes from the heart. And so she, thank you for just speaking into my life this morning. Everything I've been praying about has come through you this morning. So thank you so much for that. It caught me off guard, actually. And that's how he works.
Tears of joy.
Yes. So when I think of wealth, answering your question, yes, Dr. Tanji, you know, most people, like you said, think of it as a house or a car. And I know many people who have that are miserable.
Right.
And so when I think of wealth, I think of, as a woman, and excuse me, Amir,
but, yeah, no problem.
You know, that is my platform, yeah, empowering women. And as women, we can't do anything if our mind, like we're talking about, Dr. Tanji, our mindset is not wealthy. Okay. Wealthy in a sense of that we get stuck in so many things. Like we get stuck in bad relationships or bad, right, divorce and things like that. So you can't really have wealth and take care of yourself financially unless you do get unstuck with all those, yeah, things. So that is my platform. That is WeFi. So when I think of wealth, it's just really taking care of yourself first, getting your mindset right, taking charge of your financial independence. That's what WeFi is all about.
And what does WeFi stand for?
Women Empowering Financial Independence. And so we help people take charge, not just women, but that is the platform of WeFi. Take charge of your financial independence. I can't tell you how many women I meet that are driving fancy cars, but they're living in an apartment. You don't even own anything. And so we've been taught as a culture that looking good is wealth, but that's not wealth. I have clients who don't have any of that, but they can fly to Dubai tomorrow if they want to. When you see them, you probably don't even know they're wealthy. So wealth is a mindset.
Definitely.
And when you have the right mindset, like I've always surrounded around people who are in the 1%. My mentor who got me in the business is in the 1%. So, you know, it's very important for people to pull you back and say, no, that's not what you should be doing. And so that's why I am passionate about the business. It's not about the money for me.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, you should be passionate about. The money's going to come. I'm not even worried about that. This is a ministry for me.
Mm.
So helping people not retire broke. There is a retirement crisis. Yeah. Wow. I have a book of many of my clients who are taking care of their parents who have run out of money in their 401k because they're all in these tax deferred strategies, or people who don't have anything.
Okay.
And so it's all about empowering and just educating yourself. But we don't even take time to educate ourselves.
Wow.
We take time for buying gifts and going shopping and traveling, but we don't take time to take care of our wealth, our business. Yeah. And so that's my ministry. That's what I'm excited about. So wealth to me is really changing your mindset.
And what do you offer a client when they come to you? What are some key points to begin to go in that direction? Perfect timing with us going into the jumpstart of 2019.
Oh, yeah. So I ask, every client is different. I don't have two that's the same. So I ask them, really, where are you at right now? What are you contributing to? Or if not, or I don't even drive my car. If retirement is not important to you, then there's no need of us even talking, because it's not really important to some people.
Yeah.
You can lead people to the water, but I want to meet with people who are really serious about their life. And you can't force grown people to be in their life. So I can only, you know, share with you some examples, but I asked them a series of questions. What are you contributing to? What are you doing now? I had a client who said, Monica, you know, I'm so deep in debt. I just need you to look at everything that I'm doing. I took our bank accounts. We looked over 12 months. I said, well, let's just start with Starbucks. I said, you spend like $450 a month on Starbucks. Let's just start there. So you have money. People spend money on what they want to spend it on.
That's the key. They do.
So now, and she was driving a 740. She was in an apartment. And her mom said, please. And then she makes a lot of money. Yeah. But she's, I call it material rich and retirement broke.
Ouch.
Sorry. Yes.
I'm rolling up my toes because on this show, we have this thing called honesty, openness, and sincerity.
Yes.
And I have to be honest, open, and sincere. I need you in my life because there are some things that I've got to fix.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
And where do we start? If someone said to you, well, I do not have a 401k.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
but,
good.
All right. But I have $25. You know, after I pay all of my bills, I have $25 left.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say to that person, well, you have to pay yourself first, mm-hmm. or would you say, well, let's just use your $25 and go from there? How do you change a person's mindset?
Yeah, well, really just sitting down with them. Like, first, this is not a phone conversation, so I ask the whole series of questions. Okay. And generally, people don't tell you everything about their finances yeah. over the phone. It's not until I meet with them. Oh, no, you have more than $25. You're doing this and this and that. So I've had times in the past where I've had $20 for the week. You have to make sacrifices, you know, because mm-hmm. time goes. This year went by so fast.
Yeah.
I just turned around. It's almost Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I always like to sit down with people. So this is not a fly-by-night conversation.
Good.
Wealth management is just not for you. It's building a legacy. So when I sit down with people, they educate their kids. They're setting up these type of concept, tax-free concepts for their children. I'm like, just think of our parents that done this for us.
Oh, my God.
I have millennials absolutely. Who are not
just
even in 401ks.
Just had to talk about generational wealth.
And generational
when I
wealth.
I think about how much our grandparents, great-grandparents had. We talk about how creative we are in the arts and how much we had in businesses and real estate. There is absolutely no way we should be without.
We should be without. We don't know how to budget and spend. And so that just takes some education and some sacrifices.
Education and sacrifices,
yes.
absolutely.
Yeah, and being
absolutely.
Willing and open. When you want more, sometimes you have to take sacrifice. Yeah. Everyone I know that's successful, it didn't happen overnight.
Right.
They've had some bumps and they have some bruises and they've made some mistakes. But once they figured out, okay, I don't want to be broke anymore. Like you were saying, Dr. Sanji, I don't want to be broke. Right. So now you're serious.
And then if you have any questions, of course, you can interact with us at Dr. Tanji Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. What are, Monica, give us at least 2 to 3 things to begin to start preparing for as we get ready in this process, because on this show and tours we're doing and movements we're doing, we're going to continue to build wealth with our listeners, friends, and family. So how can we get started?
Okay. So I always ask people, where do you want? So some people may say, well, when I'm 55, I want to retire. When I'm 65, I want to retire. And retirement today doesn't mean I'm just going to stop and do nothing. Many people may stop their day job, but then they have a hobby and they're doing maybe motivational speaking or something like that. And they'll say, well, Monica, I want to have this amount of money when I retire every month. So that's where we start.
Okay.
So it's like a movie. They film movies starting at the end, then we go start going rolling back and how do we get
absolutely.
There? So I would just start there. Where do you want to be when you retire? And sometimes that's a, it's like, you know, I want a champagne, but I can only work here. So I have to be like, let's be a little more realistic.
Absolutely. Right. Or Monica, I was just talking to our assistant Amir. I mean, the way I mentor kids, I mean, I'm trying to have them to be in that position at, you know, 25 so that they can go on and do other things.
Yeah. Right. So they start somewhere. And that's a great question. So you start always clients who want to have a certain goal. Okay, well, let's start here. Mm-hmm. Then every year I meet with my clients. Because this is wealth management. It's a relationship. This is not some insurance agent walking around. This is a serious process for me, and I take my business really serious. So every year we meet, and you start here. I said, don't worry about what you see here, what the end goal is going to look like, because you're going to be far more ahead. But let's start somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And so we start with the plan. And yet, like Amir, oh, my gosh.
Right.
I have so many millennials who start. They're not even getting jobs because everyone wants to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah. We just had that conversation.
Yeah, they don't want to contribute to all those tax deferred strategies because that's like Uncle Sam having a tax lien on your retirement.
If
you're
you don't
just
need to, why?
Yeah, so I educate people on what the wealthy is doing. They don't pay taxes on their retirement.
I absolutely love it. They
sure do.
Wow.
Look, Dr. Tanji, you see where we're going?
Oh, my God.
So I am excited about it. I just love what I do.
Yeah.
And I can stay up, like we were talking about, Dr. Tanji, I can stay up all night.
Yeah.
You know, I have clients. I have clients out of state. So this is not about me at all. This is just like, this is my ministry. And I love to just help people. First and foremost,
I want to interject here, and I don't want to say I'm playing that advocate, but I come from a religious background. We talked about religion, and when you're delivered from religion, you start thinking kingdom, okay, and now and in the world to come.
Yes, ma'am.
When you or if you ever run across someone who says to you, well, you know, I really don't worry about that because, you know, God will supply all my need, you know, according to my riches. They'll give you scripture because I was her.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't pay anybody.
Right.
I couldn't even pay attention. Couldn't put it on layaway. Couldn't do any of that because I just didn't have it because I was just so religiously, you know, bound.
Mm-hmm.
how do you, when you say ministry, and KJ Powell is one of the guys that I kind of hang out with. You know, it's, right. it's good to hang out with young folk to keep you young. KJ, I hope you're listening. But we had lunch last week, and we were talking, and he said the word Christian ease. That's a term where I can quote a scripture, but I don't have anything to back that scripture up with.
It just sounds good.
Yeah,
it sounds good.
So when you say ministry, mm-hmm. and you've got people who just don't worry about tomorrow, you know, I'm just not going to worry about it, you know, mm-hmm. God will take care. Right. How do you get people to say, you know what, you really need to kind of consider doing this or that, if they've got a mindset? And you said it starts in the mind.
It starts in the mind.
But it's someone, just say, you've been assigned to, so you got to bring them in the fold. What do you do?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I've had that on several occasions, Dr. Tanji. And so I asked them, when we were talking about faith without works is dead, you know, God gives us the tool, but you have to use it as well. Okay. It's not going to come out the sky. So I asked them a series of questions. Okay, you may be okay now or may not okay, but if you get sick, what's going to happen?
Wow.
So I start putting it back on them, you know, it's not about me. So let's talk about your life. So we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. If you get sick, who's going to pay for those finances? I can give you several examples of just looking at my own life. I share with them, you know, my mom is 68 and my goal is to take her off her job. I said, so my Wi-Fi, my wife or Wi-Fi is my mother. It's not me. When I see my mom 68 and she tells me her knees are hurting, that's real for me. So where are you going to be at 68 years old if you don't plan? My mother is a prime example.
Prime example.
Yeah.
Good deal.
So good deal. I kind of bring it back to real life.
Okay.
And that is like, it's like an aha moment for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I get to know my clients about their, what is your goals?
Okay.
Some people don't even have goals. I don't even know where to start. Okay, what are you passionate about? So I provide way more than just helping them, because people don't know what they don't know.
They don't know what they don't know.
And they don't know what questions to ask.
Absolutely.
I believe in the Lord too. I was raised in the Word, but I've always been, my life has been persevering.
You have to. I mean, you can. People starting to say now through all the challenges we're having in the world. I mean, you can pray for me, but you got to get moving.
You have to get moving.
You got to get
absolutely.
Moving.
Yes. You got to get moving. Absolutely.
So yes, those are some great, great questions, and there are many people out there like that. So I just take my time, because if I'm them, never judgmental. If I'm them, maybe I may have the same mindset. So let me pull back a little bit and start asking them the questions to help them self reflect on their own life.
Okay.
So,
is there a cost associated with someone going to your website and saying, listen, I really want to get started, but I don't know how to get started, and I don't have $300 for you to come and do an assessment of me?
Oh, no, I don't charge anyone to come out. Basically, you know, the concepts are, we are appointed to many different insurance companies.
Okay.
And so depending on my client is the insurance company that we use, and the insurance company pays us a fee.
You
tailor make.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm like your point of contact, but I don't charge people to come out and meet with them. But there are some that do.
Oh, I know.
But I don't do that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, like I said, this is what I love, and I know I'm good at it, not being pretentious. Yeah.
No, you're not, and we're not taking it. No, absolutely. Yeah. We're not taking it as such.
But people, you know, oh, God, they refer me. It's just like I don't even have to. They're like, God, I don't feel like I'm being sold. Yeah. I feel like you're really passionate and trying to help me. So that's where I pride myself in the business.
So what are your social media platforms again?
Oh, well, it's Monica Carter on Instagram, and then also Facebook, and then Twitter.
And then, Dr. Tanji, somebody has hit your DM on Instagram at Dr. Tanji Show.
Okay.
Simone in San Diego says she's listening, and with so much uncertainty in the world, what is your advice for the best long-term saving investment options with the most progressive growth?
Wow, that's great.
Great question.
They're
so intellectually inclined. Thank you, Monica.
I love it. Well, that is right up my alley, because those are the concepts that we focus on. So you're not putting your money at risk. So you have no stock market risk. You have no tax rate uncertainty, because tax rates fluctuate. It's 35% today, but the tax rate is going to go up.
It is.
All the FEMA, who pays for that? Would we go to war? We pay for that.
Okay.
So yes, I show you different concepts, and so that I would love to sit down with those people. Like I said, I'm licensed all in many states.
Oh,
I have
wonderful.
Clients in many different Texas, Atlanta, San Diego, everywhere.
Okay.
So yes.
That is thank you.
a wealth of knowledge. Honestly, you really, really are.
Miss Monica, don't worry. She's going on tour with us. She don't really know what's going on. You know, Dr. Tanji, I'm all into us next spring and summer. So you don't even know what's going on. You
hear
you're the Dr. Tanji lounge, but some things are going down.
Dr. Tanji got me all confused.
Right. Look, just enjoy yourself right now. I'll have to tell you, pack your bags and meet us at the airport.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what's going on.
You're on this journey with us because we don't want to have all of this that we've been assigned to and given and then lose it.
Yes.
That's the worst thing in the world that you can do. So having someone like yourself is truly, truly a blessing. And thank you for taking it serious.
Thank you so very much. And I also like to just share how I got into WeFi. Okay. So I'm under, it's called Executive Retirement Solutions, which is my mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been on him for like 18 years. His name is Todd Ford. And then through that platform, one of my other mentors, David Ellis, said, let's put this platform together. So I'm actually one of the founders of WeFi. So he pulled a few women together. And I always look at, before I join anything, what is this? What does it represent? What's the mission? And when I saw what our core values were, mm-hmm. what one was being persevering, that's been me.
That's you.
And so I'm like, it's everything. I don't do anything that's not already aligned with what I'm doing mm-hmm. already. And so that's how I was asked to be a part of WeFi. So
how about that?
Yes. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, I'm excited because it's so much going to go down. Yes. Oh, don't worry. I'll be right in the lounge. The movement is coming. So we'll be in a city near you soon. And a happy hour. All the stuff is going on.
Thank you, ladies.
Building wealth
Thank
everywhere.
You.
So appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait either.
You know, look, you are running out.
Thank you, Michelle. Can I just say thank you again? Like,
look,
I am
meow.
So just grateful and honored just knowing, just meeting Jeannie. We've just been talking.
Don't get me emotional.
No. Stop. I just like to do that. It's so important for me to show you how much I am grateful. And just, we've been talking for so long, and we've just been meaning to get together. And I said, Jeannie, we got to get together.
I love it.
When it's time, it's time. When I hit you.
Yes.
No, it's on.
Yeah.
That's
and
why,
I didn't
even
know the connection with Dr. Tanji. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, huh?
Because people always say, Jeannie, Jones.
Yeah,
oh, no, just hold on.
Yeah.
It's bigger. It's bigger. And then just get ready. Yes.
Okay, Lord. Oh, wow. You speaking what he has already told me. So I'm like, I'm just full today. So thank you,
all
ladies.
Well, I appreciate you.
Yes.
And just get ready to see Miss Monica Carter on all the moves. Girl power on all.
Girl, how about finally?
Happy holidays. Love you, girl.
Yes, love you too.
So
thank you.
Thank you. All right. How about that? Wealth management at its finest. All right, guys. So you've been told how to get in touch with this wonderful woman. Please, 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 by all means, look out for her. Start where you are. Start with the end in mind. And let's just get really busy doing this. Now, just coming into the studio, you remember when I told you that, mom's here. Come on, mama. No? Yeah, come on here. All right. Coming here now is someone that I have watched grow up and it warms my heart. You have no earthly idea to see this young woman. I don't use the word evolve. You know, I don't believe in all that evolution, and I don't want to do that there. But to see someone, oh, my God, grow. And he allowed me to see this. None other than the Miss The Trinity Stokes.
Yes. Hello.
Looking so familiar from the Disney Channel.
How about that?
And commercials, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right.
Yes.
All right. I'm trying not to be partial here, right? But I do have to say thank you, thank you, thank you so very much. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You already know what you mean to me and the beautiful thing about the relationship that we have and that mom and dad and I have is that if we don't speak to one another for weeks at a time, and I've been guilty of that, that we can pick up and we don't have to explain that, I'm so sorry that that happened, or I'm so sorry that that happened. So you have done incredible out here. again, this show is based on kingdom principles. And when I tell you that this young woman and her family exemplify kingdom principles, they literally took multiplying and subduing and having dominion and replenishing.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what, we're going to do this thing and we're going to do it real good here. So Trinity, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Are you really?
I am. Uh-huh.
I didn't pay you for that, right?
Yeah. No.
How did your career start in Hollywood?
Oh.
Let's go back. You're 12 years old. Let's go way back in the day, okay?
Way back. Well, it started when I was 2. And I talk about this in my book. I was watching That's So Raven, and I was like, Mom, I want to make people laugh. Now, mind you, at 2, I'm saying this. So when I was 3, my mom put me in one of her theater plays, and I just stole the show. So when I turned 5... I did my very first commercial, and then it kind of just took off from there. And my agent in Mississippi had this big like talent show, and all the agents, so they wanted me to sign with them. And you know, there were some in LA and some in New York, and we went to New York for like 6 weeks, and it didn't quite work out there. And we were like, okay, but we're moving somewhere because we're going to go full-fledged on this. We're going to do this because we know that this is what God has for me and our family. So we
just
packed
claiming
up,
it.
I know, right? I know, right?
Love it.
We packed up the house with no earthly idea on where we were going to go and how it was going to happen. But the Lord sent us some angels on earth in California and allowed us to move out here and kind of just pursue my dream that he made a way.
How about that? Isn't that a wonderful story?
No, I love it because it's concise, to the point, and I am here. Right. I mean, it was all there. And then now you have it in this amazing book.
Yes, I have all the details, the good, the bad, the ugly, the happy, the sad, the laugh out loud moments. I have all the amazing nuggets that I've picked up throughout the years in my book, Bold and Blessed, which is out for pre-order on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It comes out in 1 week.
Wow.
I am so excited. This is truly a blessing because I've always wanted to write a book and just to be able to help others along with their journey. And I talk about how I struggle with my self-esteem and my body image. So now I'm able to help other girls out there.
Absolutely.
So that way they don't have to feel alone.
Absolutely. So would you agree that what you went through was really not about you?
Yes.
It was really for someone else?
Yes, yeah. I really do agree because if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't have been able to write such an amazing book for other people to read.
Absolutely.
And for other people to be like, wow, I'm not alone, and there are other people out there like me who are going through this as well. So I know how to overcome it. I know how to, you know, point it out and just be able to say, okay, cool.
How about that, Trinity? Man. So you said the book is out now for pre-order.
Yes.
Yeah? And you're having a book signing.
Yes, I'm having a book signing in California at the Grove at Barnes & Noble.
The Grove, that is the spot. That is the spot.
Yes, that's one of my top favorite places to hang out, which is also in my book, some cool things like my favorite places, favorite food, things like that. And the book signing is on the 8th. I'm so excited. And then I'm also having some book signings in New York and New Jersey and Minnesota.
How about
the
that?
The tour.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Johnny Folks tour, book tour.
I know, Jenny, right? I know,
no,
right?
I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so proud of you. You know that. Being open, honest, and sincere is one of the foundational kind of things that we do here. Why were you so transparent? Why were you so open, honest, and sincere in the book?
I feel like if I wasn't open and honest and sincere in my book, other people would just look at me like I'm just this perfect person, and I'm not. I make mistakes, I go through struggles, and other people go through the same struggles that I go through.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm open and I'm sincere and I'm able to create a space for other people to be open and sincere, then I have fulfill my part of my mission, and it's something that I'm able to accomplish for other people and not just myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So would you say that your faith really played, was it very paramount for you, or were there ever times when you were like, you know what, I'm just going to leave this faith stuff here and just kind of go for what I know? How did that happen? Because you have people that are very faithful, but they don't do anything.
Yeah, like there was no way for me to kind of just put my faith aside and go with what I know, because that is all I know. All I have grown up with was faith, and absolutely, that's how my family has always operated and moved.
Right.
So my whole life is kind of just based off of faith. Yeah. Everything that I have and that I experience is based off of God's will for my life and His plan. So there was no fate. Oh, luck has it. Good luck. There is no good faith. That's all I know.
That's it. Wow. I like to use luck as living under Christ's kindness.
Good faith.
Mom, I'm going to kind of segue just for a second. Yeah, I know, right? After the show. Mom, you know, we see that we see the fruit. We do. And we're able to go and say, you're gonna tell me about this, right? Okay. We're able to say, wow, it's like Jesus goes up to the fig tree and there are no figs, but the leaves are blowing. Mm-hmm. But in this instance, we're going up to the fig tree and we see fruit. What was your saving grace? Why pour into her? Why sacrifice and move 2,000 miles away?
Well, one reason, probably the main reason, is because I didn't have parents to pour into me and to nurture my gifts. So when being in the Lord allowed me to see her gifts early. He actually spoke to me when she was in my womb that she was special. So when she said it too, hey, this is what I want to do, we had to just go pray and fast and do whatever we needed to do to make sure that I nurtured her dreams. Because if she doesn't accomplish something, it won't be because Ron and I didn't pour into her and to nurture those things that he's given her.
Yeah.
And she would amazing. Live a lot. I lived my entire life doing what my mother wanted me to do. You go to school, you get degrees, but Mom, I want to go be in the industry. No, you go to school, you get degrees, and that's what I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Not knowing that I was miserable the entire time until the Lord brought me into the knowledge of the truth.
Wow.
And so I didn't want to repeat the cycle, because that's generational curses.
Absolutely.
And I definitely want to, you know, commend you as somebody in the arts. I mean, you tell parents a lot of times, you know, they don't understand. If you allow a child to do what they love, you'd be surprised what it'll do, self-esteem. Things will evolve and it will happen. And like you said, when you come from a background where you don't have that support, or people constantly shattering your dreams or challenging you, telling you what you can't do, or that doesn't make any sense. I mean, like, how do you know? So I just salute you and every parent that says, you know what, baby, that's what you want to do. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't easy, but
necessarily.
We were afraid, but sometimes you have to still move and operate even when you're fearful.
Out of that block. I love it. I love it.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having the courage. Seriously. Thank you for every tear that you ever cried and you said, you know what, I just can't do this anymore because it looked like that person's doing it or that person's getting ahead. But you were steadfast. You are an example of what the kingdom of God looks like. And guess what? We didn't even have to die to see you. How about that?
You're here. You're here. We're here. We're here. And I just think about that, Dr. Tanji. You're so perfect. Yeah. Again, if you want to get interactive at Dr. Tanji, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, listening to Mom, be supportive. So many parents and so many young people want to pick up, you know, everybody thinks they can go right on Instagram, you know, skip training or one-on-one, things like that. For anybody that's listening that wants to get into whatever it is, their brand, break into modeling, television, film, writing a book, when you are faced with challenges or situations, especially coming to Hollywood with things normally having to appear one way, or if you don't, at this age, you don't look this way, that way, what has been, we know that you are God-filled and faith-building, but everybody's not where you are, and especially at 12. Again, kudos to Mom and Dad and everybody else in the family.
Absolutely.
But what can you say to that parent, especially to that young person that wants this so bad, but when they're challenged, how do you push through, or what would you say to somebody that doesn't understand how to keep going?
What I would tell them is to pray. if you pray and if you're lost, if you're stuck, if you pray and God will give you revelation and he'll tell you what he feels is best for you and you just have to trust it. There's been plenty of times where I wasn't sure on what to do or even like the little things in life, the simple things. He'll give you revelation and he'll kind of just let you know. He won't always tell you his plan, mm-hmm. but he'll tell you what is right for you in that moment. And I definitely talk more about overcoming in the book because that's something I definitely had to overcome because Absolutely. For 2 years before I booked my show on KC Undercover, I had to overcome not getting roles and right. being turned down for things, rejection. Right. I had to overcome that.
Right.
So I had to keep praying and like, hey, you let's come this far so I know you're not about to let me fail now.
Wow.
That perseverance.
Wow. So. Now yeah. do you see why I
yeah,
love
now,
this
now this
lady.
Is a mental track and field runner. That's mental. Which, you know what I mean?
Mental.
Yep. Yep. Ah. Mental track and field. I get it. I get it. Mom, don't laugh at me. Look, I'm going to open up your comedy show when it's time.
Oh, my God.
Incredible.
How did I get here? What about that? How did I get here? So you just got back from another continent.
I did.
Where you been?
Yes, that is continent number 2 to my 7 continents before I turn 16 goal. So I'm knocking it out. Woo-woo. We went to London and Paris for Thanksgiving, which was lovely. We had some nice family time and got to see some cool sights and some amazing architecture. And it was lovely.
You know, you're one of my greatest inspirations, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, when we're texting one another. Yeah.
So you said goals. So is it, how do you, you know, let's talk about that. I mean, you're 12, and these are the things to me that make you so successful as well. So are they daily, monthly, short, long? What is the process for your goal setting?
I have all types of goals. I have daily goals, hourly goals, monthly, yearly, all like 5-year, 10-year goals. When it comes to like daily goals, sometimes it's just simple things like finishing a homework assignment or kind of just getting things done, but like for weekly goals, I try to maybe get like a couple things done towards my craft, something done towards like relaxing, try to get some exercise in.
So you got great balance because I was getting ready to say at 12, I mean, how do you do all that without, you know, overload? We're still human. Right. Even though I'm starting to think you're bionic.
I know, right?
Now I'm just going to be honest with you. You know what
Judy.
I mean? Exactly.
I don't know.
So, you know, like I said, just find a balance that works for you.
Yes, that's definitely important for our family. My mom is very big on making sure I get balance because, you know, I like to just go. When I get the buzz, I just like to go, but then I have to stop and kind of just take a breather. But normally, like during the week, I'll kind of just stick to my craft and work and school and everything. But on the weekends, I definitely like to hang out with my friends, maybe watch some TV.
Nice.
Maybe Absolutely. Go on Instagram because I have limited access to social media.
Ah, so that's how, look, super mom, look, the cape comes in. That's right. Still gotta, you know, you gotta do that because, yes, a whole lot of wickedness out here that'll cloud the vision. Right. So
they actually did a test on me. They did like a week of me with no social media and then like a week with me with social media whenever I wanted to look on it. And I was definitely more productive the week without social media.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
Results make sense.
You better believe it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. So don't give up. Set goals.
Yes. Goals are very important. I have like a vision board, goals. Like for my 5-year, 10-year plans, I have to, you know, go to college, go to Harvard, go to London Business School, study abroad. And then for my craft, I, you know, have to be on my talk show, have some EGOTs by then, you know, be on Broadway.
EGOTs. John Legend, you hear that?
Oh, you do.
My
know,
buddy,
right?
John Legend. Yep.
That's
yep.
one of her
Absolutely.
Really big
Absolutely. Yeah. EGOT. What an amazing accomplishment. Anybody who doesn't know, Grammy, Tony, Oscar, and what am I missing?
Emmy.
In the Emmy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
My goal is to be the youngest person to win an EGOT.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Right. And it is so.
Yes.
It is so. There's so much power in this room right
we're
here.
I'm hosting an after party. Look, right? I'm there.
Yes.
I have the room lit when you walk in. Okay.
Wow.
It's Trinity. I love it. I love it.
So, again, where can we find Bold and Blessed?
Bold and Blessed is out for pre-order on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. So definitely make sure to pre-order because I know they are going to sell out quickly.
Yes.
And the book comes available in stores December 4th.
Wonderful. Yes. So just in time for
Christmas.
Absolutely.
So all the holidays and even the book signings.
Absolutely.
Everything. And I will be having a book signing at the Grove December 8th.
Okay.
And I will be having book signings in New York and New Jersey and the Mall of America, which I'm so excited for.
All right.
And stay tuned to my social media. I will be giving dates and places and times at @_Trinity.
How about
actress, author, motivator, game changer, Trinity Stokes, your foreword by Angela Bassett. The book, Bold and Blessed, How to Stay True to Yourself and Stand Out from the Crowd. Well, Dr. Tanji, you have someone chiming in. They hit you on Facebook. Karen in the ATL, your Karen. Atlanta crew.
Yeah.
Actually, this might be for Trinity and Mom and Dr. Tanji. She is a mom of an 11-year-old writer. Okay. Question is, what are the pros and cons of self-publishing versus securing a literary agent or a book deal with a major distributor?
Wow.
Well, I am a self-published author, and the pros to that was you have a bigger profit margin when you self-publish. But Trinity, you know, she is supposed to do greater things than what I've done. So she was able to land her a book deal at 11 years old with HarperCollins.
Incredible. Wow. That's love.
And that was set up strategically by the Lord because she received that without an agent.
Really?
It was a divine connection. Someone just connected us to the publisher.
Oh, no, that is divine because that doesn't happen. You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Political powers that be. Look at that.
A lot in our lives don't happen. It's not supposed to happen. We live it's not supposed to happen, but it happened like.
They live in
expected. And how can everybody follow you?
They can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat at @_Trinity, TRINITEE.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Wow. So I hope that we answered her question. What was her name again?
In Atlanta, that was Karen.
Karen, thank you so very much, Karen. You've got a gift. You've got a treasure in that young person that you've got. So please, please, please pour into her. You heard it firsthand how mom and dad make those sacrifices.
Absolutely.
You know, I've got to tell this story, and I hope that I don't go over. I'm watching this time here. When we came out in 2012, Trinity was a little person. And I remember coming out here thinking that I was going to be, you know, buying an assistant living facility and we're going to make a lot of money and we're just going to have a real good life in Orange County. And God said, not so. And I was scared and I was lonely and I had no earthly idea what do you mean? I've got to leave everything that I know and come. I don't know what to do. You said to me as a little person, Miss Tanji, don't worry. God got you. And you're going to be just fine. And you're going to go and you're going to get your family and your family's going to move out here with you. And you'll see. And she had this wonderful way of doing it, ladies and gentlemen and people that are listening. She would clap her hands. And that clapping her hands was an indication that it is so. You know, it's so.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you. Thank you so, so very much. Because what you did was you just kind of stirred up some things in me. And though I've tried a lot of things and failed miserably at a lot of things, it was your prayers. It was mom and dad's prayers. It was people. Ah, my God, you know how what you mean to me. And I'm going to say this without the waterworks because she just said yesterday, no waterworks.
So
when there, you know, there's this thing when people hold your ladder. You've held my ladder. At the 11th hour, when you have no earthly idea, I wanted to say, you know what,
this is way too much. Mm. And I remember saying to my husband, where's Kia? He said, but Ron called, honey. I said, yeah, I get it. I know. But where's Kia? And you said to me, I was praying because I didn't want you to have to go through that. Mm. And to know that you held my ladder. You let my dog come and sleep on the... She's not a dog person. She is now.
Jesus.
But I am grateful. They're telling me to wrap it up here. But I am grateful to God for everything that this family has done. Please, guys, go out. Get the book. You will be so blessed, bold and blessed.
This is a perfect gift for everybody.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and get a few copies because absolutely. When I think about this, there are people that you are going to meet that would need this. So many just people, period. Right. Friends, people you just meet. I think about this. It's a great for birthdays, Valentine's, just because. Just, you know what I mean? But with words you can use for the rest of your life.
Oh, yes. That's what look. You know, gospel nuggets in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Nuggets
and jewels.
Yes. The crown jewel.
Yes.
All right, guys. I love you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5 Eastern Standard, and 4 Central. I love you so very much. Live the best life that you know how. God bless you all.
Always.
Goodbye.
We love you.
Wonderful.
You're listening to the Dr.